Сейчас мы все достанем с носа. И только потом пойдем.
And then we will go. Okay. How are you feeling? Somebody put my cup in the wrong place. I use my right hand, not my left. So, hallelujah. So, we will go into the Word. The message is called Outside the Rules of the Game. Today, I will continue the message that I started in Lithuania. Message is called Disconnection from Demonic Realm. And I'll say this, if you did not hear this message, I'm asking you to listen to that message because everything I will be speaking is based upon that previous message. So if you did not listen to it or you didn't have an opportunity to buy it, you can listen to it on the website, download it from our website or buy it here at the store. It doesn't matter, but please listen to it. So today's message, Outside the Rules of the Game. You know, beloved, from the very beginning of the Bible through the end, we always encounter these moments where logic of certain people have done certain things is not there. And you don't even understand how can that possibly work, but it works. And very successfully, if I might add so myself. Masses of encounters. Bible is full of moments of different times. And you don't understand. Is it, according to the logic, it's not supposed to work. It's not supposed to, how can water hold a human body? Physics and the science, they say that's impossible. How can he walk through walls? How can he get transported from one place to the other? Or go somewhere in some sort of fire chariot. And the whole Bible is full of that. And when you read the Word, you don't understand. How can this happen? Hello. Church of our days, she missed this one moment, and we don't understand how they lived, and we don't understand why is that we live a certain way. What laws did these people live by? No matter what they do, they would say things and the heavens would open. They'd shut the heavens. They would make signs and wonders. And this was all in the Old Testament. What happened with us? We did not understand something. All of our lives, we're trying to figure out the law of success, but you don't understand that God took away all these laws. You live through another way. All your life, you will try to find out this formula. How can, according to physics, the body can be held on water, and you won't be able to figure it out because we live by different laws. And once I started researching this, what was missed, what was lost? And I'm speaking it in the first message, what was lost. It's how to disconnect yourself from the demonic realm. We're going further right now. For instance, how can you give your last bread through a word of prophet? The physical law, it will tell you, you will die. Another law tells you, no, this is an open door to the end of your life, and supernaturally you will not run out of resources. Disciples, they were shocked. You know what Jesus would do? All of his life, he was disconnecting disciples from the way of thinking, the way this world thinks. Five breads and two fish. The law tells us, no. It's not even enough for the disciples. They're saying, let the people go. Listen, what I'm going to be telling you today, it's fundamental things. And the church will never understand. You, all your life, you'll be a charismatic person smacking your head against the wall, searching for certain tricks, and nothing will work out because you're playing a game of this world. And you're living according to the law of the spirit of this world. Jesus said, guys, you're totally not getting it. You're not getting it. You don't understand now what spirit you are. Who remembers that scripture? You don't know of what spirit. Not soul or body, spirit. There are two spirits in this world. The spirit of this world and the spirit of God. There's no other spirit. He says, till this day, you don't understand of what spirit you are. Oh, let's bring this fire from heaven. Let's just burn all these people. Because they didn't let Jesus in. You don't understand. They're not letting you in, and you cannot enter in certain places where the law of God is not letting you go into that territory. Oh, if you could just understand, church, I'm standing here, but I'm not here. I'm on the other side of this measurement, and I'm so thankful to God that He finally let me speak it into the body of Christ. I am so thankful because I have so much information, so many things that I'm dreaming about saying, and Lord, when? And He says, wait, because if you will say it, no one will understand. Listen to me very carefully, and if you get a chance, listen to the first message from Lithuania. How can you walk 7 days around the walls? All you're going to do is raise dust. Not a single law can guarantee you. Everything that the law guarantees is that you will make a path around the walls of Jericho. And God says, you don't know what spirit you are. And when He placed these laws of spirit into action, He said, God is spirit. On the seventh day, on the seventh turnaround, the walls collapsed. Could not happen. Yes, it can. And it was. Hello, church. Everybody's looking for keys. What should we do? What should we do? How? You don't understand. Right now, I'm telling you the biggest secret of my whole life. We can speak the same message. You don't understand. I'm speaking from a position of someone who is disconnected from the spirit of this realm. And when I speak certain things, only some people understand me. No, you know what? You can copy it, but it will not work because you might be working from a position of the spirit of this world. Remember one of the high priests, the sons of the high priest, they try to cast out a demon on his territory, but on his territory, you're going to get beat up. You think by using the name of Christ, you're going to be victorious? No, you have to be disconnected from the demonic realm. Otherwise, it will not work. You can place these people in rows and try to have the same trick, feeding them bread and fish. How can you feed them and then gather 12 boxes or baskets with you? They can't understand that. Beloved, or with one smooth stone, bring complete victory to Israel. There is this army. The law says, physical law of war, the rules of war, they say, no matter what you do, you will always encounter some sort of law or regulation or rule. Do you know that you are above the law? No, you didn't get a church. How I want you to receive this revelation to your spirit and not into your head. You are above the law. God has placed you outside the rules of this demonic game. You try to conquer the devil. You open up business. You're playing according to his laws. And tomorrow you'll be where all of his slaves are, bankrupt. Because you're not getting it. You know what? If you think this is... you know, what's happening is that you're going through some sort of weird moment and you're not understanding. The law of the world says, you know, as soon as we touch down the spirit law of tithes and, you know, collecting the 10% that's for God, you know what, and something resists, and within you resist that means that the spirit of this world is rising up. And it's like that in all the areas. And I tell you this, the law of God, if you will not give, you will not receive. And you're saying, oh, I was giving, nothing worked. You know what? The law doesn't work like this. So you give and then you're waiting. No, you totally gave away yourself to the law of God. Notice, why is it that Peter started sinking in the water? Two realities just came together. One reality says, come to me in the water. their reality is on the water. He's called Jesus. And that reality is telling you, come. The body, everybody, disciples, they're shocked. And they're telling Peter, you shouldn't be going on the water. And the other reality says, go. And as soon as he got out of water, he walked. But as soon as he saw the other reality and the sea and the wind, and there he goes down in the water. Another law took him over. Church, what I'm saying right now, you can't even imagine what it is really, what kind of dynamite it is, how it is so on time right now. You're searching for the formula, and I tell you, the only formula is disconnection from the spirit of this world. What you got to do, you have to do this absurd that disciples of Jesus did. And, or when that poor woman gave her last two coins, and Jesus said she gave the most, and some people say, Jesus, you lost your mind. How is that this old woman with two coins? What, Jesus, what are you showing off? What is this? There's right now so many people just brought so much. Guys, it's good business. You're not understanding. You don't understand the law of this world. He doesn't care about your business or what you do. He only cares if you follow the Spirit, the law of the Spirit. And when she placed these two coins, he just simply just exploded. He said that she placed more than anyone. It means no one placed more than she did. And he's explaining why. Because she placed everything that she had. The law of this world says that you have to, you know, got to be above everybody. But in the kingdom of God, you'll be the lowest. But and when you go by the laws of God, in the eyes of this world, you'll look like an idiot. Who remembers Mother Teresa? Remember the old woman? And God says, this is one of the biggest women of God that ever walked this world. Her name is Mother Teresa. You know, and church is full of this worldly disease. We fight with each other. You know why? Because we continue playing this game, and the devil is enjoying when he sees us when you're bankrupt. Your family is destroyed. You have no money. Your family is destroyed and gone. And he's enjoying that because you're trying to be victorious upon his field, and he's the ruler on that field. And where he is the ruler, so what should I do? God conquered him. He's still on this earth, right? He conquered like this. Listen to me very carefully. I'll tell you how. He didn't conquer him like this. Oh, I'll just beat up the devil right now. And there's the devil on the floor. No. He placed you above him. Oh, Satan, you totally missed it. I tell you, you can't even imagine. Hi, I wanted to just deliver this into the body of Christ. You can't even imagine. Stop battling the devil on his territory. You're placed above. You're in the law of God. You're his child. This is what Jesus brought. And a lot of Christians say, oh, why is the devil still attacking me? Why is he doing this and that? And we're wiping our tears. Oh, let me pray for you, and then you pray for me. Everybody's depressed, taking turns with the depression. We're on the same soup. Are you receiving something for yourself? We all understand that this world is controlled by two structures and two only. The spirit of the world, which is the spirit of the devil, and the spirit of God. Everything depends by whose rules are you going to live? Whose rules are you going to live by? You're going to be with disciples in the boat, or are you going to be with Jesus on the water? Whose rules are you going to play? Can you imagine? Jesus, he was above the law of everything. Laws of substance. And he was showing disciples, beloved, you don't understand. You are afraid of the storm? And they were sitting and not understanding. And they woke him up, and he was sleeping. And they said, Jesus, do you not care? We're drowning. We're dying. And everything is in water. Remember that scripture. Jesus woke up. He said, you guys, you're not understanding. This storm, shut up. Because you're irritating them, and I can't sleep because of them. Because till this day, they don't understand who they are. And they were shocked. Who is this sleeping here? That the waves and the wind and the storm obeys him? What? He said, guys, next time, let me sleep. Take care of it yourself. Church, do not battle. You are above the spirit of this world, and you command it, and not fighting it on the same level. Oh, devil, I'm going to beat you up tomorrow. No, no, no. Get above it, get out of it, and then do what God meant you to do. Give God glory. Bible clearly states about the 10th part. We're not just talking about money. I'm just taking one side of some laws. And Christians to this day, those that, first of all, resist the spirit law, because your mind till this day is connected to the spirit of this world that tells you if you will give everything away, you will have nothing. And if you will not give away, you'll have more. And you'll always have problems. Always. Church, my dream, I'm sure that I will not finish this message. I believe that God will take us further, and He'll let me speak it whenever He will. But the only thing that I want to achieve today, the message is called that outside the rules of the game, that you are outside the rules of the games. Can you imagine? The devil is placing the... There's this game board, and there's all... And he thinks that the bishop will go this way, and you change the rules of the game. And now you're going the other way. Church, how I want to explain to you, this is the rule of my life. I don't live by the rules of the devil. And everything that you just need to react to his attack. And that's it. You got caught. There's a reaction. Because right now, you've in a conflict with him, and you say, I'm going to do it this way. You're not understanding this. He won this game because he made up this game. He is the father of lies. He's the father of sin, of all of this disease. You think by operating here you're going to be victorious? No, you will lose. Why is it the church has been losing hundreds and hundreds of years now? Oh, well, you're lying. You're lying. We're not losing. We're all losing it. Like a piece of board over Paris. It's a Russian phrase. Church, if we want the victories, let's just really look at the situation. God, why am I such a weirdo? Why am I so screwed up? Why is it I always in depression? Why is it the devil always beats me up? Why? Jesus told me many years ago, Sonny, can you just imagine? Satan is in this boxing ring with big gloves, boxing gloves. And he's waiting that you're going to jump into the ring. And I say, stop, stop. Why do I need this ring? Why don't you just bring a bulldozer here? I really don't care. I just go over him. Next time I'm going to drop a bomb in there right into the ring. You're outside the law. It is written, you shall have by your faith. Some of us don't understand this. Faith is what is the substance that creates. You are a creator. You're not playing the games of the devil. You're not playing them. You don't understand that. You know, Americans say this, above the law. You're above the law. God has placed you above this law. He came and proved to you. This is why Jesus, by coming in the flesh, he had to encounter the devil in the desert. And remember, he did not get caught in any of those things he was, shown. He didn't get caught like the church of our days does. Some people, their hairs are all up in the back right now. Romans 12:2. I will read from New Translation. It's very unique. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, this age. We're kind of, the translation that's on the screen is a little old. Do not be confounded to this world. It's kind of not bad, but that's not it. Here it's written that the laws will no longer control you. You hear me? Here it just says, do not be conformed, like be united, or do not come together. It's kind of good, but in the original, it sounds better. Let the laws of this world no longer control you. Renew of your mind. Renewal of your mind. And it means everything new. Get transformed, changed. And sometimes we don't understand why certain things don't work in our lives. Till this day, you're battling on the field of the spirit of this world. You're still trying to figure out why is that you have no money. You're not getting it. You need to give everything away so the law will start working in your life. You think you're not going to give? Well, don't give away. Keep it to yourself. Just sit there and keep your last $20 bill. You know what? I want to take away your weird way of understanding and place something new in there so you'd understand. You know what? You are not dependent on the salary from your boss. Oh, you're thinking, you're waiting for a raise from your boss? You think that 25 cents will change something? I feel very sorry for you. Oh, I understand I'm going against the fervor with some people today. So what? So, to be let out of this game, you have to listen to something that you might not want to listen, so that way the truth will get in. You know, I'm so glad that Daddy let me say this message, because this is how I live. I live outside the law. Yeah, I have mistakes. You know, sometimes I rebound back and forth, but I battle. I understand. And that's why I'm thankful to God that the time has come that I can deliver this into the body of Christ. And if you're a wise person right now, you will take this as golden and say, this is my victory. I am above the law. It is written, command, command, command. Last time in the message in Lithuania, about when I was speaking about disconnection from the demonic realm, there is the truth. The truth says that you might be sick, but God, His Spirit, says that you are healed. So who is victorious? The body that lives in this world, or the truth of God that says you are healed by His stripes? That means I am healed. Means the body is wrong. And it will be obedient to the law of God. I command you to work. We don't understand, church. The devil will always pushes on the truth, because it's the truth. Yeah, you might be sick, you might be crooked, you have all these different diseases and whatnot, but the Bible says you are healed, and you don't understand. Something is wrong. God, I think you totally missed it. How could I be healed? I'm screwed up. Everything hurts. And Bible says, you are healed by His stripes. Not in the past, not in future, or we will be healed. No, but we are healed right now. It's finished. From the position of God, everything is finished, but there is a law that's showing you another picture. You know that your eyes are wrong, but the word is right. Your body has to be obedient. Body, you are wrong. This is why people that walk with God, they, as soon as they enter into a building, all the, you know, people get out of wheelchairs, the broken bones, man, because the reality of heaven comes in. You think that you need some sort of special talent? You need disconnection from the spirit of this world, and you will be outside of it, because you no longer live by the rules of this truth, by the laws of God. And who is the truth of God? Jesus is. You get to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You will come out from all of this, and you'll understand that you are free. Believe me. I don't want to go further, because I can make scrambled eggs out of your brain if I continue. So certain things I will hold so that the roof will not be off the house. You know, I want to go further, but I can't. Listen. Let your mind be renewal and bring you refreshment and transformation, so you can understand and receive. If you do not understand or receive, nothing shall happen. So you understand and receive that what God desires for you, things. And then you will find out the will of God only when you understand who you are and you have been disconnected. The will of, do not search for the will of God and the laws and rules of this world. You will always encounter destruction, curses, bankruptcy, and horror because, oh, God doesn't speak. No, no, no. You're in the wrong frequency. You know why God said to Moses about, he spoke up to him about spirit realms. He said, I want to see you. God said, come up here. Listen. You know what? Revelation's not going to come. You have to come. It says that to see God, you have to be where He is. Oh, God, come, come, come. No, no, no. I came, I washed you with my blood. Now I want you to come up to me. Come up, Moses. Everything the devil needs is to get you on his battlefield and let you play his game by his rules, and that's it. To the end of your life, in your business, you've already figured out your retirement and everything. I'm going to do this, I'm going to receive that, and then my boss will give me this. No one receives anything more than this, so praise the Lord even for this. You're living by the rules of this world, and you'll receive by the rules of this world. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They received an awesome bonus. Why? Because they came upon the territory of God and they wanted to play the game by the rules of the spirit of this world, and they killed him. I mean, the spirit died right with them. I really like Prophet Elijah. He is not very regular person. You know, these people, something sometimes will get revealed to them. You know, we have this understanding, oh, one day I'll receive revelation. No, they lived over there. Jesus lived there. He walked upon the mountain, and one time he took the disciples, and they saw that, and they said, we want to build tents here. Let's live here. We're going to stay here. Prophet Elijah, he's not a very standard kind of guy. Let's read one of the incidents. The law of this world says this. If an army goes against you, a normal person will run. Only a crazy one says, Lord, what should we do with these? What are we going to do with them? There's this army, and there's Elijah. And his servant was there. He was totally clueless. They're going to kill us. They're going to kill us, you know? And Elijah said, Lord, open up his eyes, his spirit eyes, so he can see. Let's read that. Let's read how it is in the Bible. 2 Kings 6:13. I'll start the story. I'll start in the middle. Verse 13. He said, go and see where he is, that I might send and seize him. And it was told him, he is in Dothan. So the Syrian king sent their horses, chariots, and a great army. Listen here. If you at least have a little bit of fear, you know what fear is? Fear is that they have taken you into the battlefield with the devil and you got caught. You know, any fear in any area, you're not supposed to have fear. You will never, ever fear anybody. You know why? I like to look at people as soon as I see any sort of fear, future, to lose money, lose family, whatnot, anything. Right away, I say, you, remember what Job said? Whatever I feared, that's what, you know, happened to me. You know why? Because Job, he was righteous, but he was in the battlefield with the devil. Oh, church, you don't understand. I'm going a little bit further here. How's that? That's how it is. But after he was taken out by God and without the fear, and he saw certain things that God showed him, he was no longer afraid of anything. And one phrase, and I receive great revelations for my life. What I feared, that's what begotten me. You know what? I tell you, if you have some sort of fear in any area of your life, you are in a battlefield with the devil, and I guarantee you, you will lose. You will fight many years, and at the end, you will lose. Because fear proves you that you are not where you're supposed to be. There is no fear in love. And complete love what does what? Casts out every fear. Oh, how I want the church, believe me. Today, might be a little quieter than usually, but I want to experience it all and just give it all to you. Listen. So the Syrian king sent the horses, chariots, and great army. And if you really think about it, in reality, he should have been send the servant, go. Elijah was supposed to be panicking. That's the reaction of the church. We're leaving. The devil is after us. Or earthquakes are coming. Volcanoes. Flooding. Let's go to Alaska. No, Florida. No, where are we going next? How about the deserts? Where? You are being led by the demons. Give God glory. Where should we leave? Where should we go? Listen. When you are out in a different realm where Paul was, the ship that was supposed to sink didn't. And it won't. You're not understanding. Where you are? Outside. The devil will never, ever touch that region. Where are the earthquakes? Guys, let's go there. We gotta go there. You know what? For those that live there, for them not to die. Church, are you receiving at least something? Something? Hallelujah. Let's read on. There's a lot of revelations. Look. They came by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, behold. You know what? Listen, this guy was not disconnected from the demonic realm. Listen, from the spirit of this world. Behold, an army which with horses and chariots was around the city. You're seeing things wrong, you know? You're seeing it wrong. A picture is not like this. Attacks, attacks. You're not understanding. What is around you, beloved? Listen. And chariots was around the city. Elijah's servant said to him, "Alas, my master." I love that word, alas. It means that's it. You're finished. The end. And you see there's an exclamation point there. Alas, my master. That's it. We're writing our will. That's it. Alas, my master, what shall we do? You know who spoke in him? The spirit of this world. The spirit of this world scares the spirit of the world within you. Again, I'm repeating this. For those that did not get it the very first time. The spirit of the world is scaring the spirit of the world within you that God has to cast out of you. You have to renounce it and say, you know what? God is bigger, understand? The spirit of the world says, I will make this fire pit so hot. And the spirit of God says, go ahead, do it. So all the ropes will burn. Listen, we don't understand who we are to this day. And I believe that the last days, God, step by step, and for every one of us, He will explain who you are, who I am, and when you will come out into the battlefield, there will be no one to fight you. Because the devil doesn't go that high, because there is already victory there. Not here, up there. You know why? But some people say, why is it that God allowing this rule of this world to still be here? Because God wasn't battling the way you think. You know, remember, they thought that He was going to be king here on earth. He's going to be the next king of Israel. Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna. You're not getting it. You're totally not getting it. He is not the ruler of this world. In this world, there is a ruler. In a couple of days, they're going to cut off His head. Ah, you have such wonderful faces today. Very cute and animated.
And
first thing that God spoke to Joshua, to Moses, do not fear. Elijah answered, fear not. You're not getting it, Gideon. That 300 guys, yes, 300 without swords. Why? Why don't you need swords? Because they have plenty. They will kill each other without you. You don't need to do anything. Does anybody understand the way God works? We don't need it. God, why is everybody running? Why is everybody running? Why? There's only 300. Why don't you take the torch and just some pottery and that's it? Yes, that's what God said to do. Why? Because victory is guaranteed in here. Oh, your right way of thinking will be shaken today. What? Do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, and you will see how the victory is going to come. Just do it. And God will usually tell you to do something absurd. Absurd. How? Like that. Let's read on. And Elisha answered, fear not, for those who are with us more than those with them. And the servant said, that's it. He lost his mind. He said, alas, my master is gone. That's it. Then Elisha prayed, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. Not these eyes, not these eyes. Because these eyes, with these eyes, he saw the wrong picture. He said, open the right eyes. So that he may see. And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. What? Fire chariots around Elisha? And when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, smite this people with blindness, I pray you. Everyone. How? The horses, the chariots, you do not need anybody. You know what? Just say, open the eyes. Just outside the laws of this world, I'll say, guys, everyone's going to be blind, and everybody's blind. And all of this awesome army, where are we? Remember that? And you're saying God has no sense of humor? And there's this king, that his head is not free yet. Kill him, kill him, kill him. I mean, not the king, the servant, he's Elijah's servant. We have to kill him. Elijah says, no, feed him. These guys are going to eat our food? Yes. Why? Because right now, their defeat will come. They ate, and they stopped coming onto the territory of Israel. You understand this now? So if you want victory, it's going to come the way God wants it to come, not how you think it's going to come. Give God glory. Church, we are outside the rules of the game. Outside the rules of the game. We don't live by the laws of this world. Even if your body sometimes tells you, you tell it, you're lying. You're not going to take me. You're lying. I will leave this earth when God decides it's time for me to go. Nothing shall touch me ever. Why? You're not speaking from a position of somebody who's defeated, but from a position of a conqueror. Oh, Jesus. How many times you notice these Christians in different areas, they play by the rules of the spirit of this game, and they are always in defeat, and they will always be defeated. How many people went into politics and business? You know why they experience defeat to this day? Even if God has called you into this position, believe me, a lot of people, God has called them to be in politics. A lot of people have been called by God to be doctors, and God has called them to work in different areas. It's God. Listen, a lot have been called by God into business. Listen, but you have to plan this business according to His spirit laws. And you will be shocked. How can you do this and receive that? Why don't you read your Bible again? Apparently, you can give your last penny and be the richest in your city. How? But don't do it if a person tells you to do that. Don't you dare be disobedient to the Holy Spirit, because if He tells you to give, give. It's a law for you. And that particular giving will deliver open heavens over you, will deliver the glory. It's not just money. Abraham, God told him to give some, you know, his son. He didn't care about the money. With other people, they don't care about money. You have to do something else that God tells you. And you know what it is. Charismatic people told me it's only in the money. God is not charismatic. You know, often He doesn't care about your money. He cares that beloved thing that you have. Is that called Ishmael? His name is Isaac. Listen. God, no matter where He calls you to be, never sit and try to make some sort of deal with these people. Even if they called you to work, you know what? They check stock markets. They live by the rules of this world. And so you do the same thing. That's why you lose. Because till this day, you live according to the stock market of this world. Oh, look. Look at these wonderful faces. What should I do? I tell you right now, what should you do? Forget it. Turn off this channel. And renounce the reality of this world. And then you and me, we will walk on water. Everybody will sink. And you're going to say, guys, they're going to look at you and say, how is that? How is he walking on water? Everybody's sinking. Bye-bye, Vasily. Goodbye, Serge. And he's walking. Look at him. He's so proud, walking on water. You are not going to bury. You're not going to bury me. Believe me. Often, when God tells you to do this, your conscious mind will even refuse to accept that. Another scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. Number one, a person who is natural, non-spiritual, but a soul person, lives by the laws of this world. He cannot accept all signs, wonders, miracles, everything else that God creates. I believe till this day that one day, and not just feathers are going to fall, but an angel will appear. He's just going to fall from the spirit realm and say, what? What? And I will say, I told you. Beloved, can you imagine? In the Old Testament, people lived with angels. They talked to them. They communicated with them in the Old Testament. I believe into all these supernatural things. Let's read on. He does not accept the revelation of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless, nonsenses to him. Did somebody say to you that you're crazy? You know what? They just proved to you. It's a compliment. Oh, thank you very much. That means I'm outside this world. Thank you. You say I'm an idiot. Thank you very much. You're crazy. Yeah, I left your mind, and I am on God's mind now. For they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them or progressively recognize, understand, or because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. Only a spirit man can discern and understand the spirit things. And with your head, you will never figure out a formula how Transformation Center exists. Never, ever. You'll say, how is that? This place has an influence on the mind of Christianity? Yes, hold on. We didn't even start anything. You'll see when we will pump everything. We'll pump it all in. You'll see. Because I've seen where I'm heading. Yeah, I'm strange. Yes, amen, amen. I'm strange. Yeah, I'm crazy. Yes, amen. Thank you. I am bowing down. A person who lives in this world. I'm bowing to you. Listen. Because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated, but the spirit man tries all things. You noticed? Discrimination with the soul person and the spirit person. the soul person.
He has no discernment. And the spirit, you know, person, look at him.
I know, because you're above all of these things. You see what is happening. You understand the process and say, guys, I know where you're going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're afraid of divorce? You're going to get it. How's that? You're supposed to stop fearing all of these things. The first law is what? Love your God. And this is what delivers you and sets you free from any sort of fear. Because He is my love. And He will never, ever... You know who creates pain for you? You, yourself. Because you get on the platform of the devil, you, by showing fear, you give him a sign that he can conquer you. For those that did not understand, I will say this again. Fear gives a sign to the spirit of this world that this place is ready for work, and where there is fear, he will always conquer. If there's fear, you're in a problem. In any area, fear, you'll have an issue. With money, you'll have an issue there. With family, you'll have a problem. Don't prophesy, don't prophesy. No, no, no. Relax. You already lost because you are in a territory of another ruler. And there, he plays his game. He has his rules and he does whatever he wants. You know why often we miss certain things? Because we don't ask God like Jesus was asking. What should I do next? You know why? Because we think that we know how we're supposed to work to, according to this law. Open the door, close the door. And God said, break down the door. God will always tell you to do that is absurd and you can't even fit it in your head. The whole New Testament from the very beginning, from the very sign... and no wonder when Jesus created water into wine. It proves that we live not according to the rules of this world. Right now, out of this place, they were washing feet in there. Just put water in there. Why? Why? Can't we use something nice and cute? No, no. That was the biggest container that they had. This is where they washed. You know, the Jewish people, they'd wash their feet. They said, put water in there, and they did. And originally says, it's about 200-300 liters. Container, and Jesus said, if we take anything else, it's going to be small. We got to use this. Put water, and this water will turn into wine, and that's just wine. Nobody ever tried wine like that ever. Beloved, from the very beginning, with the first sign and wonder into the last that's written in the Bible, we understand that Jesus was in the body, but he was somewhere away. Guys, don't worry. I'm coming back. When he left, he said, I'm coming back. Hello. Beloved, we have to be disconnected from the laws of this world. If you understand me, great. If not, I feel very sorry for you because you're connected to this, you're connected to this world. Listen. I remember one of the principles of David. He did not fight the game until he asked God. And God would always tell him, go from this side, wait for the winds to go over the trees, come here later. And he was always obedient. Let's just say almost all the time, because David had a couple of mistakes. Everything that the devil wants to do is to get you talking with him. And as soon as he tried to do that with Jesus, why is it that Jesus did not react to the attacks of the devil? Because your reaction with the attack of this ruler, it's already a loss. Remember, by playing the game, if you're a child of God, you cannot play his games by his rules. As soon as you got caught and reacted, you lost because you are on his battlefield. Remember, news channel. That's the very first battlefield with the devil. Church, I'm running out of time and I have so much to say. I believe that I will finish when the Lord will let me. First battlefield, he said, turn on the news. And right away, information comes in with panic, destroyed all of these different channels that brings you into fear and connects you with the spirit of this world. This is why a lot of books, Christian books, I'm not reading, because
they do not take me into the spirit realm. They teach me and train how to battle the devil. I don't want to battle the devil. A lot of things that God saying that we have to renounce as a church. That's why we are wasting years and years, because till this day we are upon this field and we're losing all of these battles. No matter what area God is placing you in, what calling you have, you always have to receive different way and plan where to go. All of your walk has to be controlled by heaven. Remember, the children of God cannot play the games of the devil by his rules. If the cloud is staying, you're staying. Also, if the cloud is moving, then that is your sign to move forward. Remember, to move in God, you have to renounce standard logic way of thinking. And because of that, I am not accepted by certain leaders. Why? Because beginning with my speech, finishing up the way I look and my revelations, I do not fit into some people's heads because I'm not playing that game. Till the end of my life, I will remain a free individual and I will do what I want, and you do the same. Be free. Be a person who has a right for his way of thinking, for his life and actions. And you will see how God will start to use me, because you are answering to Jesus Christ, not into the spirit of this world. Oh, I might not be liked by someone today. Maybe I won't see you next time. You know why? I absolutely don't care. Because I don't care about the amount of people and whatnot. I know why I've been born and what I have to deliver to the body of Christ. There is no fear at all. And as soon as I find any sort of fear at all, right away, I go and destroy it right away. Because fear proves me that there is a part of this world might be in me.
Zechariah 4:6. Second half of that. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Give him glory. Let us arise. I thank God for this time. I will say that over and over again. And you have to, I tell you, you have to listen to the first part of this teaching, because it'll be hard to understand what I'm saying. Ask the Lord to disconnect you from this world and this system. Because when you see this world and the church through the eyes of God, you will just begin to cry out, because the church is stuck in all of this demonic laws and principles, and we're trying to prove something to someone, and Jesus is saying, I have raised you up, raised you higher above all of this. You can walk on water. You can perform miracles. You can command the wind and the storms, and they will come down. He came to show us where we must live. He came to show us. I want you just ask the Holy Spirit today, that he may explain things to you. Because I understand for some, it's hard to comprehend what I've been saying today. For some, it's hard to understand that all their life they've been led by fire. Or, fear. You've come to God, but the fear never left you. You're still living by the standards and principles of this world. You're still depending on the news that you see on TV and different disasters, and the devil is showing you what is happening in his world, and he wants to drag you out into his field, into his battlefield. And he's inviting you to take part in his system. And then you become defiled like the rest of them. because you begin to work on his field. And God says, I've called you to be a businessman so that you would bring millions into my body. But you've begun to do your business with the world in it. And you will go bankrupt and you will not understand why. Because you're living in a different realm, in the realm of the demonic. God, I ask you that you would help the church to realize who she is and who you created her to be and where we are supposed to be living. Change your mindset. I thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful time today. For this wonderful time here with my family. I believe that even now, freedom will come to our minds. Freedom in the spirit, and the truth will set us free. The truth shall set us free. We are not playing, we don't go by the rules of this game.
Amen.
Give God glory. He deserves the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We don't play games with the devil. We're out of his reach. He cannot touch us anymore. He has lost the game. You're above the law of this world. Above the spirit of this world. God is telling you, you have defeated this already. You are a conqueror already. You are a conqueror. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Not you shall be, but you are seated now. Understand this truth. Close your physical eyes and see the spiritual eyes where you are seated. Devil will not touch you. He is defeated. Do not communicate with him any longer. You know, I always had a question from my childhood. When I read The Last Days of Jesus, I could not understand this, and you might have asked this before. Why Jesus stayed quiet? He was silent. He was just silent. They would spit at him, they would hurt him, but he did not speak a single word. I would wonder, why did he not say anything? Because the Father has already spoken everything. Pilate is saying, I have authority to free you. But Jesus says, you listen to me. You have no authority over me whatsoever if it was not given to you from above. You know why Jesus stretched out his hand and went to the cross? All those people that crucified him, they thought that they've accomplished something, but they didn't understand that it was not even... If Jesus is dying, that's another blow to your kingdom. So nothing would happen to you and me just because, without a reason. God has thought of everything already. So nothing will touch you. If there's always a meaning behind everything. Have a seat. I'm so glad that I'm here at home. I'm having a great time here with you guys, with the family, with the worship and praise here.